know, when you look at the WNBA, what do you think was the tipping scale, tipping point for them to get to a point where ultimately it was a deal that they were willing to reach? It's one thing when you know you're the league, you're the one with the dollars, you're thinking you're the one with the control, we're not going to acquiesce, we're not going to capitulate, we're going to hold the line, et cetera, et cetera. When do you think it reached a point where they said, hey, listen, you know what, this is something that we got to give into, it's the right thing to do?
Honestly, Stephen, I give credit to you because when we're on First Take together, you said about a week ago, hey, like you can't just squeeze all of the life and the joy of this moment out of the players. I think there was a recognition ever since this long bargaining session, the 100 straight hours of negotiation, where these players are not going to fold. They're going to continue to fight for what they believe is fair. And what they thought was fair is this rumored, or at least reported, $7 million salary cap. Also making sure that those salary numbers were felt for every player.